A Spanish airliner with engine trouble has landed safely in Puerto Rico. This is Baden Langton, ABC New York, standing by with a full report on this and all the news from ABC Radio. An Iberian airliner with 40 people aboard made a safe landing at San Juan Airport this afternoon in Puerto Rico after one of the four engines was feathered and the hydraulic system began to lose pressure. The plane was flying from Madrid to Havana and diverted to San Juan for the emergency landing. All on board, okay. Latest public opinion surveys published today show President Johnson still losing popularity over his handling of the Vietnam War. The Gallup poll shows 57% against the president's policies. Tonight, Arthur Schlesinger, who was a White House aide to President Kennedy, plans to say that President Johnson should be voted out of office unless he stops escalating the war. But in a speech in Washington last night, the president said he does not intend to de-escalate. In the latest air raids over North Vietnam, two Air Force and one Navy plane reported shot down. The U.S. command says four airmen are missing. Prime Minister Indira Gandhi has started a tour of East Europe and the Middle East. Mrs. Gandhi arrived in Warsaw today. She'll be in Poland for 3 days. Mrs. Gandhi is expected to talk about Vietnam and more trade and technical cooperation between India and Poland. Messages of condolence pouring into Britain this afternoon on the death of Clement Attlee. Attlee was Prime Minister of Britain during the Labour government at the end of World War II. Attlee died in his sleep this morning in London. He was 84. Prime Minister Harold Wilson, referring to Attlee's decision to grant independence to India, Pakistan, Burma, and Ceylon, said this about Attlee.
He had, by that one single act and all those which followed, converted the old empire into the new Commonwealth. I believe that a century from now, when they write the history of this age, they will pay tribute to Clem Attlee for that great act which has transformed the history of the world.
Prime Minister Wilson of Britain. Here in New York, officials of ABC and NABET are meeting this afternoon. NABET engineers have been on strike here at ABC for more than 2 weeks. In London's Trafalgar Square today, a rally in support of South Vietnam. It was organized by the United Anti-Communist League and a conservative group that supports the war. Some speakers at the rally in London were drowned out by anti-war hecklers. In Tokyo this morning, the worst riots in 7 years. Students battled police in protest of a visit by Prime Minister Sato to South Vietnam. One student killed, more than 700 people injured. Sato, now in Jakarta, says the students went too far. In Philadelphia, a city streets department worker named George Goines has been charged with the fatal stabbing of a 20-year-old girl. Soretta Bryson was to have been a bridesmaid at the wedding yesterday of her best friend, but she was killed Friday night as she walked home from a store. Federal authorities in Lagos, the capital of Nigeria, still claiming they're in control of the rebel capital. Prince Charles, the heir to the British throne, checked into Trinity College of Cambridge University today. The prince was about 10 minutes late, and he apologized to the master. But the master didn't seem to mind too much. He put Charles in a second-floor suite of rooms where hundreds of tourists won't be able to peek at him.